Well, I think that's probably enough for the Facebook segment for today.
It's already late. Yeah. Let's move right on to Tales of Minneapolis.
Minnesota.
Well, Minnesota, but mostly where we live.
Mostly Minneapolis, although we did go to Caledonia that one time, and I'm sure we
could... Pine Island!
We could somehow make a story out of that time we went to Caledonia.
Us doing that one thing in the middle of the dark and all that stuff. Where we stopped, like...
Oh, yeah.
Let's tell that story.
Let's tell that one next time. We already agreed for this time to tell a story of Laughing Dude and Perkins.
Oh, God! Laughing Dude and Perkins!
Oh, God. So, do you even have Perkins in Georgia? Of course you do.
What is Perkins?
It's that one restaurant that's kind of like Denny's.
I know what Denny's is, but I'm not familiar with
it's
Perkins.
It's Denny's of the North.
Well, no, we had them in Arizona.
They're much more popular here.
Yeah, we had like one or
Denny's,
two in all of Arizona. They
Denny's came from...
too.
Denny's came from the southeast.
Yeah.
Perkins came from Canada.
Oh, okay. Anyways, Perkins is a restaurant that's very similar to Denny's, although a little bit nicer. Like, the food's a little bit pricier, but they have a bigger menu and some more good things.
They have fucking awesome shit.
Their food is really good. So, naturally, we like going to Perkins. It is a nice treat for us. And we went to Perkins one day, the Perkins nearest our house.
Yeah.
It was just Rick and I, middle of the day, it was like 2 in the afternoon or something.
Mm-hmm.
We go into Perkins, we sit down, we order our food, we start eating and all that.
Yeah.
But problem is, there's this dude.
He comes in.
Yeah, we're sitting in a booth, like, kind of in the middle, and there's this dude in, like, a corner seat. And
yeah.
And he's got, like, 5 of his family or something with him. He's an Indian dude, and by Indian I mean Native American, because we have both Indians and Indians.
We have a
here.
Lot of Native Americans here.
Yeah. Anyways, this old Native American dude, he's like all old and grizzled and shit, and sitting in a wheelchair and everything, and he's got a bunch of his family.
He lost his limbs in Nam.
Or something, I don't know. Lost it to a bear.
All Indians have to knife fight bears when they come of age.
Yeah. And this guy is loud. Like, I don't know how it works. The guy was just louder than normal people are. Kind of like how, like, Kizaru is taller than normal people are. There's no real reason for it. There's no why or how.
One Piece references.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, right?
Dude is just louder than most people.
Yeah.
And he's all sitting there in his chair, his wheelchair, eating his Perkins, and being real loud. And he's all, like, at first he's just talking about some family-related shit or something about how, like, his daughter needs to lose those ideas of being an independent woman. She needs to learn how to support a family for the rest of her life. That's where she belongs.
In the kitchen.
And only about 10 times louder.
In the kitchen!
I don't know why she thinks she can get away with doing all that independent crap. Just that kind of dude.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there yelling about all this, and then, like... I guess he needs a refill on his drink or something, and Rick and I just all of a sudden hear the guy be all like, "Hey, waiter!"
Oh, God, it's
And he
so
just,
loud.
Like, yells for a waiter hyper loud and hyper rude sounding, and everybody, I mean, Rick and I, like, put our palms to our faces.
Yeah,
and,
we did face Bulb of a Thousand Flames, and I burst into fucking flames.
Yeah, and I looked around, and, like, the people sitting behind us were also facepalming.
Yeah, the entire restaurant, all at
yeah,
once.
There was just a collective facepalm.
You know, old people, babies, fucking things in high chairs, everyone's just like, oh god.
Oh god, this guy is screaming for a waiter.
And his waiter is just like, fuck.
And I think all the dude needed was, like, a refill on water.
Yeah, all he wanted was a refill of his lemonade.
Yeah. So, what a great guy.
Dude wanted some fucking lemonade.
And then, like, he keeps talking real loud, and everybody in the restaurant is just like, and dude starts, like, laughing, and he's got this weird laugh. He's just like...
Well, so... And... I don't know if anyone here in this podcast else besides me has played Final Fantasy VII.
Uh-huh.
But there's a character really who anybody who's played that game is knows a dude named Heidegger who has a horse laugh.
Oh.
That is what I will compare it to.
Okay.
It's just like G-H-A-A-A-A-G-H-A-A-A-A.
Uh-huh.
Gah, 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 gah. Yeah, that was that dude.
Yeah. Only, like, hyper loud.
He was punching me in the eardrums.
Whole restaurant could hear him.
He wasn't a fist of science. He was a fist of annoying, loud, fat dude in a wheelchair.
Yeah. And then, I guess he started to catch on, or his family members started, like, giving him looks or something, and he figured out that he was kind of bugging everyone else. And he's, like, aware that he's all loud, and we hear him saying, like, "I'm not gonna change my voice. This is just the way I am. I never changed for nobody. God. So if everyone thinks I'm too loud, they can just deal with it." And he's all sitting there yelling that.
So me and Crumb just probably pay our bills and leave.
Yeah. And, you know, as we walked out of the restaurant, we could still hear the dude going off about how he doesn't change for anybody. It's just the way he is.
Wearing his shoes like they his.
Yeah.
Remember Esau Kernis used to be like that?
Yeah.
It was Esau.
Used to be.
What? Gabur, gabur? But yeah, that's the tales of Minneapolis. We still have,
dozens of them.
Dozens. We have that one unidentified flying object.
That was in that video.
Oh.
That Becky posted.
No, that's
so we can't actually tell about that.
No one's watching already. That anyway.
I watched that video. You can't actually see the thing, but
it was pretty big actually.
I couldn't see it in the video. I don't know why.
I'll tell the story next time, I guess.
Okay, we'll talk about the time we went to Caledonia.
Yeah, I'll tell the story of our epic facing the wilderness.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think it's about time for close.
Yeah.
I'm kind of really tired after work, and I gotta get up early.
I gotta get up early also. What do you do? Okay.
My kitchen manager dude wants
his
computer fixed.
Yeah, you gotta go fix the guy's computer.
Yeah.
Good luck. Okay, so...
Yep, that sure was podcast.
Yeah, any
it
final
was short.
Thoughts? Soap on a rope.
Oh, final thoughts? Yeah, that was not intolerably long at all.
Okay.
Yeah, we're trying to aim for more content in smaller space, is how I feel about it. No 10 hours. Yeah, that's not that bad.
Okay.
That's not that bad. It's under an hour.
Oh, okay.
Anything under an hour is probably less than what we've ever done.
Yeah, that's very true.
That's what I'm trying to aim for with every podcast now, is an hour or less.
Okay.
Of just
A++ with podcasting, yeah.
Yeah, we need to have Soap come back, and maybe next time be awake. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I won't be sick next time, guys. Okay. So.
He's just sick of us.
Oh.
Sick I know, of your right? Shit. I'm leaving boss forever tomorrow, just you see.
Yeah. Leaving preparation H completely behind.
I'm going to make one last flame post in some random board, and then I'm going to
Are you going to post some dick girls on your way out?
Yeah, I'm going to post some dick girls in Writer's Cafe. Call it my POS fan fiction.
Yeah.
Your magnum opus.
Yeah. You'll post the entirety of why lesbians are awesome post, and then just at the end, a bunch of dick girls flipping GIFs.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Now I want to actually post that.
Go for it, man.
Yeah, go for it, man.
We'll only ban you for a day or two.
Oh, man. You'd have to do some crazy stuff to ban me, though.
Yeah.
We'd have to do some ninja shit to ban someone.
We'd have to tie him up.
Yeah, we'd literally have to beat his computer with a baseball bat.
Yeah.
And then his modem.
Yeah.
And then his internet provider.
Yeah.
And then tie him up.
Just tie him up in a sack and throw him off a bridge? I don't know.
That didn't work for Rover Dangerfield, though. That won't work for Soap.
Okay. Oh, God, that movie.
Anyway, let's close this out.
Yes.
Final thoughts, Krem.
Do I ever have any?
WH is usually your standard.
Okay.
WH, all right. Well, then, my final thoughts are pretty simple. It's been a great podcast. I want to throw my thanks out to Krem for setting this up.
Yay.
To Soap for putting up with our bullshit and staying up this late to actually do this shit. He's already went to sleep.
Yeah.
He's busy posting that one's topic I was just suggesting.
Yeah.
Hopefully this gets put up soon. Thank you, everyone. Thank Spatulator for his 7 replies. Thank everyone who wrote in as Spatulator for their 7 replies. Please keep contributing. This is really awesome. I really enjoy doing this. And that's about it. Thank you, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.